Thank you for calling customer service. This is Crow. How may I help you?
What do you guys sell?
Well, I'm part of a third-party customer service agency. Some of the vendors that I do service do sell electronics and gadgets and healthcare products.
Yeah, but what do you got? What would they sell for $5.74 since I didn't buy it?
That sounds like a shipping and handling fee for a lot of things. So I'm not completely sure what was ordered, but can I start by getting your zip code so I can pull up your account?
Sure, it's 13730.
Okay, can I have your first and last name?
Yeah, first name's Phil, P-H-I-L, last name's Geary, G-E-A-R-Y.
Okay, I do have an account pulled up under your name. Can I get you to verify the address for me?
239 Algerine, Afton, New York, 13730.
All right, and I do have the transactions loading on the account, so just give me a couple minutes while they load, okay?
All right.
Okay, so your account just loaded. Let's see.
It's on the 19th.
I see it. Let me see what this is. It looks like a DeWalt power station drill set.
But I didn't get the power station drill set.
You say you didn't get it, but did you order it?
Oh, no. It's probably one of those stupid things you win, but you got to pay for the shipping. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but did you order it yourself?
No, I won it, but then I paid for shipping, but I don't got the item.
Okay, well, yeah, you're correct. That was a sweepstakes offer.
Well, where's the item?
You said, where's the item?
Yeah.
It's a sweepstakes, so you had a 1 in 1,000 chance of winning. Now, if you don't have it, you probably didn't win.
So I'm paying shipping for something I didn't win?
Now, the shipping fee also counts as an entry ticket. If you did win, it would then count towards shipping, yes.
Oh, all right, I'll just call the credit card company and turn it off. All right, thanks.
All right, sir. Hold on, give me 1 second. All right, you still there?
Yep.
Okay, so I spoke to a supervisor. They told me to give you a 50% refund on the $5.74 charge.
50% refund for what?
The $5.74.
It's not the $5 I'm worried about. It's like you guys, not you personally, but it's like, I remember filling that out. It's like you win, you won it, you fill it all out, and then at the end, it's like, good luck, fuck that. You guys aren't exactly upfront and honest about it in the beginning.
Okay, sir. I understand your frustrations, but now
I'm not really frustrated. It's just the way it is. I know you guys are just trying to make a living like everybody else.
Okay, so now as for that, I can't exactly help you with because I mean, I can give you the 50% refund, but I'm not sure if you're not worried about the $5.74, then I'm not entirely sure what you would be calling the credit card company for.
To turn off the $5.74. No, it's like you giving me half of that back doesn't really satisfy me. You know what I mean?
All
It's only
right.
$5, but I'm not going to pay just $5 for the hell of it.
Okay, give me one more second. I'll speak with the supervisor again.
All right.
Okay, so the supervisor told me to go ahead with the full refund. Now you should receive your credit back within 3 to 5 business days.
All right, thank you.
No problem. I thank you for calling. I hope you have a great day.
Have a nice New Year.
You too.